What is up, everybody, and welcome back to the Primal King Podcast. This is episode number 183. All right, so this week I had the opportunity to see, when your kids, when they're growing up, you know, you're getting older and you start feeling like, you know, you got all this life experience and you kind of learn these lessons, and then you see like one of your kids kind of going through something like that, and it's like, oh, that's such a good reminder for me, and it's so applicable to just life in general. And so I had the opportunity to have this lesson kind of hit me square in the face this week. And I know that it's something that we all deal with, right? When it comes to, you know, having confidence and achieving success. And is it kind of the chicken and the egg, right? Like, do you have confidence and then you have success, or do you have confidence because you're having success? And if you're not having confidence or success, like, how the hell do you get those things, right? So I got the tip for you though. I know what it is. So I know I'll be able to help you out if you've ever struggled with that balance. Also, guys, we have had one of the best months ever in our business in Crosso Meats, and it's all because of you. And I just want to say thank you. I'm not sure how many of you are listening to these episodes and then going and buying it, but really that is the fee that I ask you to pay for listening to the episodes, right? Is I don't ask you to give me a bunch of money to coach you or train you or give you ideas or any of that. Really, all I'm asking you to do is just go and buy the best possible meat that you could ever find, which is at crossomeats.com. So again, if you haven't yet, go to crossomeats.com, get yourself some great meat. All right, everybody, let's get started. So the question is this: how do we live the best life that we can with the limited amount of time that we get to be here? Is it by accumulating success and fame and fortune and everything else that society tells us that we need in order to be fulfilled? Or is it much more simple than that? My name's Derek Wilson. I'm the host of the Primal King Podcast, and we're going to be answering this as well as many other questions as we move forward. What is up, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the Primal King Podcast. This is a solo week, and as always, super excited to have you on board here. So, you know, this week was kind of fun as a dad. And it kind of gets into where I want to go with this topic. So, you know, there's always kind of this, there can be kind of this debate around what comes first. Is it confidence or is it success? You know, because you'll have some people that'll say, well, you know, you really can't have success with something unless you have confidence in what you're doing. But then I also know people who have had success and are still very, like, they're not confident in themselves, right? They're almost like humble to a fault, I guess, to where, you know, it's like they do something and everybody's like, oh, great job. And they're like, yeah, well, you know, I still suck at everything, right? Like, there is that dilemma as well, because where I naturally go is I feel like the more you have success, the more confidence that you'll have. And then because you have more confidence, it'll lead you to more success. And I feel like those two things really, really do go hand in hand. Now, why would we bring this up? Because I feel like there's so many of us that we lack the confidence to do the things that we know we either need to do or want to do, right? And there's a number of different things that this could be. It could be, you know, we lack the confidence to go out and talk to the girl, right? We lack the confidence to go and, you know, maybe come up and talk to the guy out there. We might lack the confidence to start the business that we want to start. We might lack the confidence, to ask for the promotion in our jobs, or, you know, there's just a number of things. And so often what we'll kind of brainwash ourselves, I feel like, to do is we'll brainwash ourselves to be like, you know what, if I get a little bit better, then I'll have more confidence. And then once I have more confidence, then I'll go do whatever it is, right? And so then it becomes almost like this chicken and the egg thing. It's like, okay, well, how are you going to have more success if you're not confident? But how are you going to have more confidence if you're not having success, right? Because we all know those people as well, right? The people who are terrible at what they do, or maybe they've just never done anything, but by golly, they've got all the confidence in the world, right? You see those people all the time. And that is honestly like a huge pet peeve of mine, is somebody who has never done anything, but yet has the confidence like they have accomplished everything, right? And so there is like kind of this give and this take with success and with confidence, and how did these things maybe maneuver back and forth, and where does it all come into it? So the reason why this is kind of on my mind is because, you know, my oldest daughter, Kennedy, she is a very naturally athletic girl, right? 13 years old. She's fairly tall for her age. She's fairly fast, fairly agile. And so she's been playing basketball. And, you know, for the first, I don't know, probably 5 or 6 games of her basketball season this year, she's just been very passive, right? It's not like she's a bad player. It's not like she, you know, can't score, can't shoot, can't dribble. Like, I mean, with this girl, like, I've had her dribbling a basketball since she was like 2 years old, right? Like, if you know anything about us, like, we're a pretty big sports family. And so it's not that she can't pass or shoot or dribble or any of those things. She is going through a little bit of a growth stage and a little bit gangly, you know, just for kind of being a little taller for her age, whatever. But she's a very, very good athlete. But sometimes what I've noticed throughout this season with her is just the confidence to go and do the things that she needs to do in order to be a really good player, right? Like, I would say at the very beginning of the year, she was probably a very average player, you know, kind of for her age group and against the team that she's playing against. And I look at that, and this is where part of it, you know, and maybe this is a side tangent, but for me, those are things that drive me crazy, right? Like, I hate looking at somebody who you can see the potential in them, and then they just don't realize that potential, right? They don't go and kind of take advantage of their potential. Instead, maybe it's confidence or whatever it may be, lack of skills, whatever. They end up just kind of performing way below where they should be. And again, that's in a lot of things. And it's not, I don't know, just for me, it's and I had this conversation with a friend of mine not long ago, to where it can be very frustrating as a person if you kind of have that mindset to where you look at people and it's like, man, you could be doing so much more. You have so many gifts. You have so many talents. You have, you know, all of these things and you're not doing it. And it drives me crazy. And I do the same thing with myself. So it's not like I'm just some judgmental jerk, you know, or whatever, looking at everybody, judging them because they're not reaching their potential. Like, this is something I'm constantly looking at myself with as well. But I was looking at my daughter being like, you know what, like, you should be better. And this is sometimes, I know, where my wife gets mad at me, because it's like, just tell her good game, tell her she played hard. And for me as a parent, like, that's not, I don't want to lie to my kids, right? Like, it's not to say, I would never go up to my kids and be like, yeah, you're terrible. You know, like, I'm not proud of you. I don't love you or anything. Like, I always want my kids to know that I love them no matter what, right? Like, no matter what, you're a great basketball player, football, whatever it is, right? With my kids, it's like, just know I'm going to love you regardless. But I'm also going to do everything that I can to hold you accountable to reach your potential. And that's where this confidence kind of comes back, and the confidence and the success parallels come back to this, because I would look at her and I would be like, gosh darn, like, if she just had more confidence, right? Like, if she had, I mean, my son is probably more like me, I guess, to where, like, sometimes it's like, you might need to have a little less confidence. You know, you probably might want to pass the ball a little bit more, you know, in basketball instead of shooting every time, right? There's probably this balance in between the two of them. But at the same time, like, I would just look at her out there playing and it's like, gosh, you know, she hustles and she does all these things really well. She just lacks so much confidence that it's actually holding her back from being a really, really good basketball player. So again, where I'm going with this is because there may be an area in your life to where you're thinking the same thing. You might be thinking, you know what, I'm good at whatever it is that I'm doing. I just don't have the confidence to go out there and start my own business, right? Because, you know, I haven't had maybe the amount of success that I'm looking for to warrant that confidence. But then it's like, how do I get the confidence if I don't go and do it and kind of prove to myself that I can? And I do it. Like, I feel like this is something that we all get in our head about, right? Like, we get in our head of like, I can't do that because, you know, I've never had success. And obviously, if you're saying you can't do something, what does that mean? You lack confidence in it, obviously, right? And so how do we do that? And so here's what I feel like has been a huge shift for my daughter this week. And it just kind of brought this back to the forefront, right? Like, isn't it so funny how you can learn so much from your kids and just like their life experiences and everything else? You know, you feel like you get older and you've seen so many things and you're so much smarter than your kids. And then all of a sudden they show you something. And it's like, oh my gosh, like light bulb moment. Right. And so what happened is like 2 weeks ago, we decided, okay, let's go in and let's just spend some time in the gym. Right. Like, she's already practicing, you know, 5 days a week and they've got games and everything else, but it's like, why don't we go in and I'm going to work with you? Because the way that I feel like, outside of just maybe having success to get more confidence, is this one key thing. And that's to increase your skills, right? Because as your skills get better, you can have more success. And when you have more success, your confidence will grow. And this is exactly what I seen transition to my daughter in the last week, because she had two games this past week and didn't have one the week before. So what we've done the last couple of weekends is we've gone into the gym and she's just played basketball. And I had the opportunity to kind of coach her and, you know, show her some different moves and have her practice them over and over and over again until she started developing better skills. So rather than me, because what I was trying the first part of the season with her is just telling her, Kennedy, you know, you've got to have the confidence. You got to have the mindset, right? Like go into my Tony Robbins approach. But the reality is that I could get any of you, or you could get me, you know, as fired up to take on the world as you want, but just kind of like the old Mike Tyson quote goes, right? Like everybody has a plan until you get punched in the nose. So it's like I can listen to all these gurus and all these mindset people and everything else, and they can get me all fired up. And it's like, yeah, I'm going to go make millions of dollars in my business and I'm all jacked up on this stuff. And then you go out there and something happens. You're like, oh, maybe I'm not going to do that. And then it's almost like worse because now you all of a sudden you have that false confidence. So again, when it comes to this confidence, the success, kind of the relationship between the two, I think that the number one thing that starts, like if you were to have a pyramid of this, like the very top level of this would be skills. Because once you have that top level, once you have the skills of it, now all of a sudden that breeds success. But also having skills breeds confidence. And so this can be in any area of your life. So what were we doing? I was saying, you know what? You're fast, you can dribble the ball well, but you're never driving to the basket. Right? You're just holding the ball and you're just basically a bystander out there, right? You'll make some good passes and, you know, she would work her butt off on defense and get steals and kind of do some of the garbage man stuff, which as a former basketball coach for a long time, I love those types of kids. But I also looked at it to where you're selling yourself short on the offensive side, right? Like you should be averaging probably 10 to 12 points a game. And she was averaging probably like two. If that, you know, a couple games she'd have four, maybe she'd have zero, but it wasn't a lack of ability. It was a lack of confidence and success that she was having, but it also came back to a lack of skills. And she's gotten better throughout the season. Like the coaching she's received has been great, but sometimes it does take just that outside nudge to be like, okay, what we're going to do today. And this is like what we were doing during this past couple weekends is just saying, okay, you have the ball at the key. I want you to drive and I'm going to defend you and you go score anyways, even though you feel like you're guarded because, you know, again, like kids when they're younger, if there's anywhere in the vicinity, they feel like they're guarding and they need to panic and just get rid of the ball. And so I'm saying, no, you need to go to the basket and score every single time. I'm going to throw you the ball. I'm going to play some defense. You're going to drive by me. I'm going to try to, you know, I won't block your shot, but I'm going to put pressure on you and I want you to go and just be aggressive and score and go through it. And at first, you know, she lacked the confidence again, right? So the first couple times she'd kind of go and just wing up this crazy shot. And it's like, no, just go score. Don't try to get fancy. Don't try to do anything else. Just go score. And then by the time we were doing this over and over and over again, you know, we started off with her right hand and then we moved over to her left hand. And by the time we were doing this over and over and over again, she started making them. And then you could see the confidence, right? Because her skill level was growing just in that small period of time. And so her success was going up. Her confidence was going up. And then it started, then I did a couple of other things with her, like just under the basket and knowing where you're at in relation to the basket, back me down, right? Like you can get the ball in the post and have somebody guarding you and still create a shot for yourself, right? And again, so I know almost like these last couple solo episodes, it seems like they've kind of had some sports analogies around them. But again, sports is such a microcosm for life, right? Like everything you do in sports is so, at least in my opinion, so applicable to real life. Because it comes down to success and confidence and hard work and skills and, you know, teamwork and relations within the team and all of that. And so this week now all of a sudden, you know, she goes and she has a game this past Tuesday and she tears it up, right? Like she scores like, I don't know, I think like 11 or 12 points or whatever it is. And for her, that was like, you know, 8 or 10 more points than what she pretty much would ever have in any games. And why is it? Is it because... you know, all of a sudden she just got so much better? No. But what happened is she had a little bit of an increase in skills, which allowed her to have a little bit more success. And then that success bred even more confidence. And that confidence bred even more success. But where we get stuck at, I feel like so often, and so many of the things that we do in our own life, is that we lack the confidence to even start. And so what do? We're just like, okay, I'm going to wait till I get motivated, and then I'm going to start, right? As soon as I get motivated, then I'll go start my business, and then I'll have the confidence. And it's like, no, what you could do right now is you could maybe develop just a few more skills in that area, right? Like that's one thing that you could do, because if you can develop yourself a little bit more in that skill set, then the next thing you do is you start having a little success, and then you start having more confidence. And even all the way back in the day, we had this huge, sales floor, right? Like everybody in their cubes, and there's like up to 70 something people there at one point. And you would even see this with new guys that would come in. You would have these people that would come in and they would be so confident, right? It wasn't like they lacked confidence, especially when you get into sales. There's a lot of very, very confident people in that industry. For whatever reason, it just kind of breeds it, right? But you'd see these people come in and they had all the confidence in the world, but they would have no success. Why is that? Because they didn't have the right skill set. And then some of those people would just flame out. They would never make any money. They'd quit, get fired, whatever it is. But what you would have, and one of the reasons why I felt like I came in and I was successful pretty fast in that industry, is because, yes, I did have confidence. I would say I'm probably a naturally fairly confident person. Hopefully I try to never be arrogant. But I do try to be confident myself, my skill sets, things like that. And so next thing you know is, you know, I'm on the phone with my brother all the time. I'm doing all of these different things all the time to be able to actually build and grow the skill set even more and more and more, right? And I would be calling my brother and I would be saying, okay, you know, what can we do now? And what can you teach me now? And how should I have handled this call and that call? And then what happens is my skill set started getting a little bit better. And then all of a sudden I started getting more deals. And then my confidence became better. And then my skill set raised a little bit more. And my success just kept going, going, going until I was one of the top people in the entire company. But it started because of the skill set and developing that skill set. It didn't happen just because I was so confident and I was going to go in there and kill it, you know, blah, 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 blah. Right? Because like I said earlier, like people like that drive me nuts sometimes when it's you know, I love your confidence and I love your want to, show how great you are. But you also have to have the skill set and the success to back up that confidence at some point. And so this is really where I wanted to take you guys today, is because I know from personal conversations and everything else, there's so many of you out there, and I struggle with this as well, that maybe you're given this great opportunity, but you turn it down. Or you're given this great opportunity and you're scared of it. And so what I would say is just try to increase your skill set a little bit, just enough to get the momentum going with it, right? Like maybe you're starting a new business. Maybe you're branching out into something else within your business. And it's like, learn that skill set. Like you don't have to take forever to do it. Like I said, with Kennedy, it was literally like a couple times of just developing some basic skills, some additional skills to what she already had. And then the next thing you know, she's out there crushing it. You know, she had a game Tuesday, she had a game Wednesday. And her game Tuesday was her best game up to that point. And then Wednesday, I felt like against a really, really good team was even better. And because now she's got those skill sets, right? Like she's really developed just, again, a little bit more skills, which in turn has developed so much more confidence. And it's developed so much more success for her. And now I can see like that momentum train just going, right? And it's so cool to watch it. Because it's like, you know, so many of us were so close, just like she was. She was so close to being a very complete player and a very good player, just so close. And it's just like this one little tweak, you know, one couple of moves in basketball. And for you, it might be one extra book that you could read. It might be, you know, one extra mentoring session with somebody who's where you want to be. Like, that's the craziest thing. And I used to see this all the time at my old job. When I was selling the masterminds at ClickFunnels, I would see people come in with their business and they would just have this one little tweak in their skill set by working with us that could literally generate millions upon millions of dollars a year for them, right? Like all of us were always looking for that magic bullet, right? That great diet pill that's going to lose everything. It's like, no, just get a little bit better with your skills. Let that breed a little bit more confidence. That confidence is going to be, you know, coming from your success. And now all of these things are working together. It's like this cool little back and forth that that's the momentum train, right? And so many of us can't find that. Why is it? Well, again, try to get a little bit better, have a little bit more success. That's going to breed confidence, which is going to breed more success, which is going to breed more confidence. And before you know it, you're going to be feeling good. You're going to be doing better in whichever area it is, right? Even if it is, again, it could be weight loss. It could be a number of different things, right? Like it could be so many different areas of your life to where you just, you know, maybe again, in your marriage, it's like you learn just a couple more skills to maybe diffuse situations with your spouse. And then now all of a sudden you have more success in your relationship. And now you have more confidence in your relationship. And now maybe you're able to talk about things that you didn't feel confident to talk about before because you've had more success in your relationship. And it all started from just a couple more skills. And so what I would encourage you to do, if you've maybe been wanting to do something, it could be, you know, again, whether it's weight loss or relationships or business or whatever, start looking at it to where confidence is just not magically going to come to you. I wish it were that easy. Even going to some of these Tony Robbins events or anything else, like you're not just going to all of a sudden wake up and have all this confidence. But if you can increase your skill set just a little bit, allow that to have a little bit more success, which is going to breed more confidence, which can breed more success, and then the train is rolling. So at the end of the day, get a little bit better at what you're trying to do. Go out there and crush it. You'll have confidence. You'll have success. Those things will go hand in hand. It's not one and then the other or the other and then the one. It's going to be skill sets, and then both of those will fall into place. All right, everybody, go out there, crush it. Have a great day. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to y'all soon.
I absolutely love having you as a listener of the Primal King podcast. If you don't want to miss out on the great content, then it's time to hit that subscribe button right now. Do not be left behind. And then share your thoughts and feedback with a written review of the show. I read every single one of these, and it helps me make sure I am serving you best. It also allows others to find this content and it builds this community. Make it an awesome day, and we'll see you next time.